B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
IKEA has said that it will take more careful security measure in its shops in China after an explicit video of a woman pleasuring herself in one of their stores went viral online.
Which section was it? The living room section or the bed section?
It was all over the place.
Oh, man.
So the
The
pornographic clip shows a woman pleasuring herself half naked on various sofas and beds in the furniture store showroom.
Yeah, I love IKEA too.
While oblivious shoppers walk by in the background. So they were open and she was doing
and
this.
So was she.
And they got video. Yeah, she was open too. While uncensored versions of the video have been scrubbed from Chinese social media,
purchase what she's buying.
The Swedish company's response to the clip gained 9 million views.
Can you clearly see her doing the deal?
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
So IKEA said in a statement, we resolutely oppose and condemn this kind of behavior and immediately reported it to the police in the city of the suspected store.
Put down that candle.
The homeware group said Saturday that it would take even more careful security and public cleanliness measures and encourage all customers to browse stores in an orderly and civilized way.
And they're also going to have a specific section for self-pleasuring.
The identity of the woman and the person who filmed it have not been revealed.
Those places are so sprawling.
Oh, my God.
With so many recesses and places to go and do that.
Totally.
I'm surprised it doesn't happen. In fact, I think I'm going to do it myself.
Why don't you head over there right now? A man was arrested Friday night after he shot a flare gun multiple times at two people who were trying to serve civil process legal papers. A 75-year-old woman, Carol Harwood, was also arrested for resisting arrest, along with William Nash, who is 79. So the 79-year-old guy is shooting flare guns at people.
Son of a bitch.
Deputies responded about shots fired. They said they arrived and found Harwood yelling at a man who said he and another woman were trying to serve legal papers at the home.
Do you keep a flare gun at the front door for unexpected guests?
For just such an occasion. Yeah. The man said Harwood charged at him and fell down before deputies arrived. Deputies said Harwood refused to follow orders and pulled away when they tried to detain her. Nash came down the stairs with his arms raised. He admitted to shooting at the man with a flare gun and that he had been drinking earlier that night.
I think a flare gun could cause some damage, right?
I think it could hurt you, the woman said Harwood became combative while she and her colleague were trying to serve papers. The man moved away back to his car when Nash shot a flare gun at the man and woman from the balcony.
I got a flare gun!
I would love to shoot a flare gun.
On the water.
And
that's got to be cool.
It's awesome.
I'd like to as well.
At night.
The man, a process server, got his legally concealed firearm and he pointed it at Nash while telling him to stop shooting. Deputy said more flares were fired, which narrowly missed the man with one bouncing off the hood of the car. So you got one guy with a flare gun, another dude with a pistol, and the dude with the flare gun keeps shooting. And the guy with the pistol's not firing back, so...
Maybe that's something we need to do here for the pandemic. I think pandemic flare gun firing.
Flare gun shootout.
In the studio, so it's safe.
Flare gun shootout. The man did not fire his weapon during the incident. He held Nash at gunpoint until deputies arrived.
How do they stay in the air for so long? I mean, was it just...
Angels.
I
don't know
parachutes.
This may be way off. Yeah, I think they might have a parachute.
Mine did not. Mine was just simply an arcing flare.
Oh, Kate, if you've ever seen fireworks called paratrooper, and you shoot it up, and it stays up there and hangs. It's a little parachute.
Okay,
you thought we were joking.
No,
mine was parachute-less and just simply arced.
Okay,
I like that. By the way, flares don't go out very easily. I was at a party one time where
can stick them underwater and they don't go out.
And we did because they lit the flare, and it was an underage party where we shouldn't have been hanging out. And they were like, oh, crap, we got to put this thing out. And they put it in the keg tub, and it was, it was just lighting up the keg tub. We're like, oh, my God, what do we do?
Let's remain inconspicuous at this underage party and light some flares off. We're over here.
You know, he's got a story about everything.
He does. Deputies said the home smelled like gunpowder, and deputies also found multiple empty flare casings. So, dude was
flare arrested. Party.
A Kansas man who sought legal permission in Iowa to engage in a sword fight with his ex-wife is not insane, but merely angry over their child custody arrangement, according to a psychological evaluation.
Huh.
David Ostrom asked in a court filing to be allowed to fight his former wife, Bridget Ostrom, and her attorney, Matthew Hudson, so that he could, quote, rend their souls from their bodies.
Okay.
The Ostroms have been embroiled in disputes over custody and visitation issues and property tax payments. An Iowa judge responded by temporarily suspending David Ostrom's child visitation and ordering the evaluation.
Remember, we're the sword fight lawyers.
But it found he's not troubled but has adjustment disorder with mixed emotional features.
So they're going to do a hard no on that sword fight.
Yeah. So he said it essentially says, I'm not crazy. I just don't like being denied access to my children.
Now, where's my sword?
Ostrom has asked the court to order psychological evaluations of his ex-wife and her attorney. Ostrom, by the way, who is representing himself in court, also filed the second motion Friday asking for parenting time with his children and that he be reimbursed $4,700 in legal fees, $2,200 for psychological evaluation, and the motion to seek $255,000 for emotional damage.
They did arrive at a settlement, though, Preston, a flare gun fight.
Oh, yes. Now, yeah, that seems reasonable, yes. A woman was arrested early Thursday morning after attacking her boyfriend with a frying pan and then stabbing his car tire with a butcher knife. Officers were called shortly after 1:30 a.m. to a home for a domestic disturbance after someone called 911 stating that they could hear a man and a woman outside yelling at each other. Ow. Officers arrived at the home and found a man with his head wound with a head wound in the backyard who said he was attacked by his live-in girlfriend during an argument. The man said his girlfriend, armed with a frying pan and a butcher knife, hit him over the head multiple times with the pan.
He hit me with the frying pan. Right here on my head.
And used the knife to stab one of his car's tires during the argument.
One of them.
Officers entered the home where they found the 42-year-old woman who was extremely agitated and yelling at them. The situation was de-escalated and the woman was arrested without further incident, police said. I love the fact that in the movie Tangled that the main weapon used is a frying pan.
Yes.
It's the best. In fact, last time I went to Disney, we were in the section where Rapunzel's castle was, and you go in the bathroom, there's frying pans all over the wall.
That's
I'm
so
like,
cool.
This is great. I love it. I absolutely love it.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
UK police caught a suspect this week after an ill-timed fart revealed his hiding place.
Ah.
Police went to an address. They had a warrant. Officers chased one man into the woods in the dark, but another suspect was caught after police heard a noise believed to be the sound of someone breaking wind from a nearby bush.
Wait a second. It's over in that direction.
Gotcha! One of the pursuing officers, PC Fenton, couldn't resist cracking a joke about the suspect's expense or at the suspect's expense in a Facebook post. He said I was almost out of wind running, but luckily the suspect still had some.
So there's a manhunt going on and you can't hold it in?
I guess. He said, I heard him letting rip and followed the noises to a bush. Another man was found hiding
over there
in a small space behind a fireplace at the original address. Police say a 35-year-old man was arrested after failing to appear at a court, and a 30-year-old man was arrested in relation to other matters. So the fart that was his undoing. Two men were arrested after they were flipping tables over at an Applebee's when the bar manager announced it was last call for alcohol.
When was this?
Derringer Barton is 23. This is in Tennessee.
Okay.
Derringer Barton is 23 and Blakely Marsh, 21. They were arrested in the parking lot of the Applebee's. Officers arrived after receiving calls about customers flipping tables over.
Table flipping time!
When officers pulled into the parking lot, they saw a man, later identified as Marsh, getting in a black pickup truck and employees chasing him and pointing at the truck. Officers pulled over the truck outside the restaurant and spoke with Barton, who was driving. Report said Barton was asked to get out of the truck and appeared to be unsteady and have bloodshot eyes and slurred speech. He allegedly told officers he had drank three beers and had been attempting to drive across the road to another parking lot. Officers reported that Barton said he did not think that he was sober enough to drive and he performed poorly on the sobriety test. He was placed under arrest and Marsh was placed under arrest for public intoxication. This is just, come on, man. Amanda Hill and her family went to the Houston National Cemetery on Sunday to watch the Lone Star Flight Museum flyover commemorating the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II in Europe. They planned to watch it standing near the grave of her grandparents, Robert Eugene Marsh and his wife, Ruth, who were laid to rest in the ceremony. Marsh was a first lieutenant in the Air Force. For them and many other people who were at the cemetery, it was a tribute to the veterans and a chance to visit graves of loved ones. Instead, some people were witness to a bizarre incident that outraged the family. Amanda said a woman driving a red minivan was in a hurry to leave as soon as the flyover ended. She said she tried to back up and then went up on the curb on the section where my grandparents are buried. The woman couldn't even get around some cars, and she started running over the graves.
Oh, so she was driving over grave sites.
Yeah. Hill said, in all, the driver got to get around the traffic jam three times. She went over dozens of graves by the time she finished. By then, onlookers were yelling at her to stop it. And 19-year-old Jeremiah Johnson was recording it on his cell phone and said, I was shocked and never would have expected that to happen. This is Houston and there are crazy drivers, but I never would have expected to see them going through the cemetery, especially when everyone was there to pay their respects during a patriotic flyover. Hill said the driver's window was down. She heard us yelling at her to stop and she kept doing it. My mother approached the van and the driver told her that she had to get out. When the van was heading toward the grave of Lieutenant Marsh, his family drew the line in the sand, so to speak, and tried to block the woman from going further. She said, my mom stood in front of the van and finally had to jump out of the way because she was going to hit her. Huh. I did, however, spare Marsh's grave marker from being run over. The woman finally got out of the cemetery, but not before being caught on video. They said she knew she was being photographed, but she didn't care. The woman behind the wheel has not been identified at this time. They don't know who it was.
They got the tag, right?
Driving over graves. I don't know. Hopefully they do. All right. One last story, and we will wrap it up here. A Dover woman, this is Dover, New Hampshire, by the way, was arrested after being clocked driving 111 miles per hour shortly after being pulled over earlier that day for speeding. Nicole George was charged with reckless operation after the second stop where a state trooper clocked her doing 111 in a 65-mile-hour zone. She was initially stopped for driving 90 in a 50 just after noon on Saturday in a gray Honda Pilot.
I can do better.
And then about 13 minutes later, another troop got her doing 111 miles per hour.
Do you think she was laboring under that misconception that if you get arrested once for speed, you know, a lot of people believe
maybe because
they get a ticket.
They also found 40 grams of heroin and fentanyl in a small amount of methamphetamine.
That's probably part of it.
In her possession. And there you go. That's what I have in the Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.